separate from the issue of whether how we know that Hana is not a Maisa. Remember, Yisam was asking that. Separate from that, how is Hana different than the Maisa, such that we say that the bracha?
I mean, I was going back. You could say that that's his answer. That smelling is like a Maisa. I mean, you could say the answer the other way. Does it work out though? I was thinking maybe the other way with the lashon. Because he's saying the time may wouldn't work out so good though.
Right.
Well, then you say that he's saying the other way. That he thought he was saying you have to be a nana. There's no, then even by hamotzi you have to be a nana. You could say he is answering. I mean, I really don't know. You could say that's his answer. Like Nisan is saying, that there's a difference between just breathing and a kavana, that's what he means. That and a kavana to do a maisa of smelling. He says once you have kavana, it's just like any other maisa. It's like a maisa achila, right? You could answer it that way too. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the right way is. Right.
The way we were going yesterday.
Right.
So given that we're saying that it's not a Maisa,
I don't think the Gemara works out as smoothly though that way. I'm just trying to think it through. Now, what would his response be? He would say, Ula Taimeich, and according to you that what? According to you what? That there's no Maisa by smelling.
Yeah, then it's not comparable
out.
To how much you left.
It doesn't really work out. Unless you say, according to you, I mean, you could work it out. You know what I mean?
It becomes very cumbersome, though.
It becomes a little more, you know, it's like a rhetorical thing. Like, and if you don't think smelling is a Maisa, then eating's not a Maisa. I mean, but it comes a little bit, doesn't pass the Howie laugh test. Right? If it makes you laugh, that's already a bad sign. Yeah.
So my question was, given the way we were going yesterday, so how is Hana different than how is Hana different than a Maisa, such that we say that a bracha can be mitzdarev to a Maisa that doesn't yet exist, because we say that that has a halachic, whatever it is.
In his question, you mean? In Rabbi Zeir's question?
Well, in the Machlokas, because we said by Maisa, so that's a halachic entity that exists, and therefore you can be mavarach on it beforehand, whereas Hana, you can't. So I was wondering, what
that
about
that was what
Hana,
you asked me yesterday.
Right. What about Hana is different?
No, I was saying like this. According to Rabbi Zeira, he was saying that he was assuming that the tzura of the bracha is formulated just like every bracha over a maisa, and therefore this one is going to be an exception. In other words, that's the norm. The norm is that it always precedes a maisa. And he thought that Birkas HaNenin fits in exactly the same way all other brachas, all of the brachas like bracha on the mitzvah fits in, and then therefore this one will be the one exception. Reach will be an exception, and you won't be able to do it the way that you do a normal bracha. But he's telling him, no, reach is not the exception. That's the way the whole system is set up. His question is only because the system is already established on Maisa, and now this is a case that doesn't fit in. But his answer is, no, you're making a mistake. That's true by other things. It's based on a Maisa, but it doesn't have to be. It could be based on the anticipation of the Hana. But like I said yesterday, I'm hopeful we could try to figure out another answer over here.
So according to the Maskana then, so what is the tzirah between the bracha and
his
that which follows?
Daite lemechal.
I see. Okay.
Or daite le'aruchi. And Rashi says, aruchi, Rashi means to be a nene. Huh. That's what he says on the first part. Lo orach, lo nene.
Right.
Okay. Because in that sense, you can call it a maisa. That there is a point where he knows he's going to be a nene. Right. Yeah.
Didn't he say that in the maskana that it's not brachas on not on maisos, it's
right.
Just on
nana? On nana. In birkas on nana, correct.
Yeah, but now you just said it's, didn't you just say now
no.
It's both?
No.
It's
no, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says daite lemecha, but it means to be nana from it. His das to be a nana. And of course it has to be, and that was when I said there's no Maisa yesterday, I didn't mean to say it just overtakes you. I meant to say there's no tsura of a specific activity that is called smelling. It's just a special breathing. It's just a certain kind of breathing, as opposed to eating. I don't think you do anything other than eat in that manner. Nissan, do you want to rebut that? Don't tell me swallowing. Don't tell me swallowing your own spit.
Because
there's much, much more that goes on than just swallowing your own spit.
But you had an idea.
Even if it looks like a normal action.
Anyway, that would be like even water if you drink and you're not thirsty, there's no bracha. Not any different. I don't think that swallowing. But that's the Gemara says that what? The Gemara says that if you eat chalev. The Gemara says that what? If you swallow chalev, right, because you think it's spit, that's called misasik. That's called misasik. What does misasik mean? Misasik means you're not even doing the maisa. It's not a shogeg. Shogeg means you're doing achila, but you think it's mutter. You think it's shuman. Misasik means you're doing something else. You're doing a different activity. Right? So that's why I wanted to say, by a tainus, you can't say swallowing spit is a problem. I know people are machmir, not to swallow spit. No, you've really? Never heard that?
Serious?
Yeah.
They spit all day?
You know,
yeah.
Thing?
Yeah.
You're looking for them?
Right. But it would seem from the Gemara that it's not a maisa achila at all. It's not like a chati shir of an achila. Of course, it's a misasik. Misasik means you're doing something else.
But so then why can't you then distinguish between...
So you see that swallowing is not the maisa achila. I don't think it's the maisa achila at all.
Yeah. So then breathing isn't the maisa achila. Smelling is.
Yeah.
You determine it. Meaning even when I'm actually ingesting water, I'm able to not be doing achila. So even when I'm
But there is no difference. There is no tsura. There's no difference in the tsura at all between breathing and smelling.
Just one results in a certain sense.
What's the difference in the tsura between drinking and drinking when I'm not thirsty?
That's not a good case. That's just where there's no nahana. That doesn't mean you're not drinking something. You are drinking, it's just you're not a nana.
Oh.
I'm saying swallowing your own spit was his question. He's saying, well, we eat all the time. We do the mice of eating all the time. I mean, if you're a cow, maybe when you chew, you regurgitate your cud. But I don't think that swallowing spit is the maisa. I don't think when you take a bite of a sandwich, it's just the same exact thing as swallowing your spit, just with a sandwich.
Yeah, but you're right, I agree. But in terms of, let's say, I don't see the differences between drinking and swallowing. Like, what's the difference in the tour of your action? I'm saying there's a difference in tour.
I don't want to have to resort to it, but you could also say, like I was saying yesterday, I did say this yesterday, that halacha has defined the maisa achila. There is a halachic, the halacha itself has differentiated the maisa achila, has created an institution of maisa achila. There are mitzvahs that are achila. So you see, there is a defined surah of achila. But not by Reach.
I was thinking of a different thing for what isn't it Maisa?
Yeah.
Maybe you say that because like Maisa implies that it's not immediately, meaning that you have to do something in order to get a certain result. Now it's true like when you smell something like you know, some people go they sniff,
right.
But regardless of whether you do that, you're going to smell it. It's
right.
It's kind of like a non action, like you're just creating maybe greater intensity or making it sooner. But it's not really a necessary thing for you to do in order to smell it. Smelling just comes.
It happens.
It just happens.
Right.
There is no
I agree. That's what I was trying to say with the sun also.
Mm.
You don't do anything. You might put yourself in the sun, but you're not doing anything to absorb the rays.
Right.
I agree. That's what I'm trying to say. You're right. It's a better way to put it. Okay. But now let's see if we can tackle these big problems here. Big problems. What should we do first here? the machlokas between with the Reaf Shein Lo Ikar first, or the other cases first?
The other cases first.
Nobody even thought about that.
Well, no, we kind of had.
I sort of thought about that one.
Isn't
that a fourth
case? What's that? The one that says there's no Ikar. Isn't that a fourth case? That's like it's like a fourth case.
Why is the Rav and Hilchos Ayin not saved there? Why is it saying Shlosha and not Arba?
Because apparently it's not exactly a fourth case, because it's...
It is made itself.
Because it's not even an idea of a Reach Tov. I mean, it doesn't even qualify. Those three cases are things that would normally qualify for a bracha, but for some reason they're disqualified.
Isn't it Mashmash from his Lashon that he puts it in the third because he says V'chein?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's in the third. I think it's a separate thing. Because that, if it's in the third, it's very hard, because that is the whole purpose. That's what, then the Torah really does have a good question.
So I don't understand how you answer the master question, why isn't it in Zion?
Because in Zion are the cases that, but for some other reason, would get a bracha. There's an exclusion. There's something that, it has the right form of a recha, of a reach. Right? It has the right form, but there's some reason why you don't make the bracha. It's usher, it's done for a different reason. But he's saying a reach shein lo ikar doesn't even have the form of a reach that requires a bracha. It's not like there's an exclusion. It's just not in the category of reach. The category of reach is only reach shein lo ikar. Now in that category there are three things that are excluded from bracha, even though they are in the category. But reach shein lo ikar is not even in the category. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Anyway, so what are we doing first?
We kind of have an overarching thing that
answers everything. Yeah.
It tries to. It might be two ideas, though. I don't know. So we were just thinking about the initial idea of Asr l'hanos min ol mozeh lo bracha.
Right.
We were saying that if you're put in a situation where you're bar hachi of shavach, right, then it's asr for you to refrain from giving shavach, right? And the content of your shavach is you're giving shavach on the fact that God could have created this bria just alone to satisfy man's physical needs, but he created it with these additional hanos.
Okay.
Right.
That's as far we use by Rafua.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that means that let's focus on the chila for a second. So we need two things. We need, first of all, we need the bria itself for you to be mishabeach on, right? And then you also need a maisa achila with hana's achila.
Okay.
Right. So I'm just going to address the ikar case first because that's more definite.
Okay.
So by the ikar thing, then the Rambam is saying, for example, when you make the clothing smell, right?
Right.
So there happens to be hanas reach, but there's no bria here that you're being mishabeach on. I mean, the bria, if anything, is the source of the smell, right? Which is invalid for another reason. But the clothing themselves just have this, you know, this effect.
Okay, so let's stop then on there for a minute. So what's the machlokes between the Torah and the Rambam on that?
Right. So just descriptively, it seems to be whether you can consider this, the fact that, going back to the initial mugmar, right, whether you can consider the fact that it can scent clothing to be a tziruf back to the initial bria,
okay.
I mean, the Rambam says it's completely unrelated. It just happens to be the effect of a bria with reach in it, but it's not your bracha is not going to actually relate to an entity that has reach in it. Whereas the Torah is going to say that.
The Torah says what?
The Torah is going to say that the fact that this mugmar has the capability to transfer its scent to other things.
Right.
That's one of the. We didn't really work on that though. That was just kind of.
That's just a bonus.
Yeah, we were just focusing on the Rambam. I don't know, but.
So what do you say? Anybody want to give a reason for the Torah? Maybe a svar for the Torah. You had something on this too.
We had something on everything else except for that.
Yeah.
What do you say? What do you say? The Torah, yeah.
Well, the Torah, couldn't you say that he maintains that the smell is a thing?
Okay.
Meaning that, whereas the Rambam is...
Recha Milsa, who said that? Recha Milsa.
That the Rambam is maintaining that the smell is merely a product of the item. So without the item, the smell is meaningless. Like that's where the hana is made together with the item. But the Torah would maintain that the smell, though it like grows from the item like a fruit, it exists as a thing unto itself. And sampling from that thing
No, it is an interesting idea to be mechalek reyach and ochlim. Right? Now, as we said, by ochlim, if you take the fruit and you change its form, for instance, so then it's a shakal. Right? Then it's a shakal. So, I mean, reyach is also not the form of the thing kibriyaso would seem. Especially if you burn it. I mean, the ashram is not kibriyaso. Right? So, it would seem the tour holds, that that's only done by ochlim. Because by the ochlim, you relate to the substance of the thing. Right, and the substance of the thing is created with a certain form, right? And when you destroy that substance, now you have a new. When you destroy the form, now you have a different entity. Okay, so it's a shahakal. You can no longer say the shevach on the thing kibriyaso. But reyach, I could say is different. Because that is the smell. That is, whatever you do, you're just releasing the smell that is there. You understand? In terms of the thing as a fragrance, you can't really talk about its form and its substance. By definition, it's a formless substance.
But isn't that just the hana? You're saying the fragrance is the thing now?
Of course, it's a thing. It's a thing.
I mean, it is in something.
You make a bracha, bori atze b'sam, bori isve b'sam. You're making a bracha on something. So it could be.
Yeah, that's right. It's not on the reyach. It's on the thing which produced the reyach. The reyach is not a thing which made it produce it.
But it could be. It could be like this. What does it mean? Bori atze b'samim.
Isn't the noun the b'samim? Like I thought, atze is qualifying the b'samim.
Atze ate some shell b'samim.
Yeah.
In other words, where is the besamim kibriyaso never changes, and that's what you're making the bracha on. In other words, the thing, even to answer your question, the thing as a reyach, what does it mean? It's a tree of reyach. It means you have to define the whole thing in terms of reyach. And in terms of reyach, you can't talk about a change in its form. You understand? If you're relating to the substance of the fruit as the ikar, so then you can say, well, that substance has a form. Kibriyaso. Right? If I'm going to eat the apple, it's different than eating applesauce. Right? But what's the difference if I smell it coming out of the tree, or if I smell it, then I crush it up and I get the smell to come out. I'm just the tree that's crushed is a nothing in terms of the bracha. It's just you would call what we would call today like a what do they call that? Like a delivery system. It's like a what do they call that? You know? I don't know. It's just a delivery system of the smell. Right? I don't want to say vehicle, but there's a word they use. You know? Yeah. Like I say, a cigarette is a something for nicotine. No? You know that? Anyway.
Gateway.
So in that sense, you can't. He holds. It doesn't matter about the original thing. The original thing doesn't matter anymore, and that's what he says. As long as it's like you're just stripping away. It's similar to what we said by Yayin. It's very similar to what we said by Yayin, that the thing is in there. You're just stripping away all the external things. So he says, as long as your kavana is that this scent is the ikar, and you do that by perfuming your clothing, that is the ikar of the thing. That is the ikar of the atzei b'samim.
And he's just a carrier.
A carrier, a delivery system. a carrier. All right. So it's more than the carrier, but the livery system is different. Different. What is that noise?
Where's the Rambam would say?
Whereas the Rambam is saying it always is going on.
Substance.
Good question. What the Rambam is saying. Now, we'll have to wait and see if we can figure it out. But what were you saying? The Rambam is saying it's going back on the substance. Yeah. It's going back. You still need the substance. You always need the substance. Even though the Rambam is saying, even though the idea is reyach, right? But that doesn't. But you still have to make recourse to the normal. Since the bracha, it's true the idea is reyach, but the bracha is on the thing kibriyaso, and the thing kibriyaso is completely gone. It's not going to help anymore. It's true that the idea is reyach, but that doesn't mean. But since the tzura of the bracha is on the ate b'samim as an entity. If the entity is gone, there's nothing to. In terms of the bracha, there's no way to make. You can't make the bracha anymore.
But there still is a difference between achila and reyach.
Still is a difference. There still is a difference. Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see. I mean, we're trying to get to the difference. That's one point we could say. I mean, everything has to be subject to some revision because I want to get to the main. Like you said, the main things are that it would seem those three exceptions. But yeah.
So the Rambam has to explain also how you're being mevarech on something that's being destroyed.
You mean on the mugma?
Yeah, because seemingly he is connecting it to the original thing, but it seemed like we were setting up with regards to the Torah Shita that the fact that it was destroyed would be a problem in saying that you're being mevarech on that thing.
According to the Rambam.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he's saying you're not being mevarech on the fragrance, you're being mevarech on.
On
the original
that's
thing.
A good question. That's a good question. See, that's like Rashi says, more like the Torah, because he says, "Mevarachin alein bari ate b'samim by the mugmar, apa pisha nisraf ve'eno be'en." Right? Elisha timor ola.
Right, but can you say there something like, I mean, you're really converting the substance into just a different form, into like a gaseous, you know,
smoke.
Whereas by the clothing, there's no.
It's hard to say ate b'samim on a cloud of smoke. If you're going to really hold, it has to be on the substance. That's why I told you, some Rishonim held that even by the Mugmar, there has to be some piece of the source left. Right. Which is a funny kind of a thing, because you're really smelling the smoke.
Right.
But they held you still need to have that substance, otherwise it would be like a reich without a nicker.
But then, couldn't you say, sort of like meant that, meaning the bracha is really on that thing, but the thing has changed into a form in which the bracha is at Sebasana.
But then what's
just
wrong
like
with the
Shahakam.
Mugmar? But then what's wrong with the Mugmar? You mean you need
mean
to be able to see something with the Kalim that have the smell in it? Then you say you need to see something.
Oh.
Hey, you could say that.
Well, I mean, that could be like a different answer. I'm just saying, like, insofar as just.
I mean, the question is, when the Ram says the Mugmar is okay, is it because of the smoke or is it because of the ashes? Could say he holds the ashes, I still consider the eighth. I don't know if it's the smoke. I don't know. It's a good question. A coal. There's still some embers there. I mean, it would be like if you just came into the room. I guess it would, well, I don't know. Okay, let's go a little further. Let's take the next question. The exceptions, right? The exceptions. Yeah, go ahead.
So, we said that, so the two basic problems are that it seems like Reach operates differently than Ochlam. Like by achila, you know, just because you do it for a food, it doesn't matter. It's can't be had that sarf levarich.
Right.
So how come here there are all these exceptions?
Right.
So he said it seems like one basic chiluk is that by ochlim the entity has an inherent definition that it's omed for hanas achila.
Okay.
So the fact that you use the thing for a food, it doesn't matter. You're utilizing an entity of hanas achila for a food, and you had hanas, so now you're mitzarf to it, and you're kevin denen at sarf levarich. We want to say that by reach, really, it's the entities don't really have an inherent definition that they're omed for hanas recha. So the only way that halacha can be mechayvim in a bracha is the only other method is for the gavra to be koveya what the thing is omed for. So when it's there lahavir zuma, it's not, it's the presence of the reach. It hasn't been kavua as existing for hanas recha. Similarly in the case of the begadim, and also that's why over here the Rambam has the case of it being usur as an intrinsic pagam and bracha, not just an extraneous thing like it is by Oakland. Because here, whereas by Oakland you could say, yeah, the thing is defined as an entity of Hana. The only thing is there's an Isser, so you can't be a Mishabeach on something that's Usser.
Right.
But here, where the Obed Avodah Zarah lights the thing, and he lights it for Hana, but vis-a-vis you, there's a more primary framework that says that the Kviyas of the thing as an entity of Hana's Recha can't be realized because there's an Isser on the thing. So that's why here the Isser creates a more intrinsic problem in terms of bracha. That's why even the Ravid would agree that you can't make a bracha on it being Usser, because you don't have the entity.
Right. You don't have the entity. Okay, that's good. I mean, that's definitely an approach of yours, to say that you're lacking in the entity. One second, let me see one thing in there. That's what I was wondering about here. See, the Rambam has that thing about the erva, right? Some shall erva. Nobody else has that. Nobody has that. That's the Rambam. Well, the Rashba says he doesn't know where he gets it from.
Well, doesn't that fit in with...
As an Isser, or...?
Something that you don't make a broch on.
But that is an Isser, so... So then wouldn't that make sense?
No, really doesn't make sense.
There you go.
It's not a thing, or it's not
bad.
It's not an issue.
No, it was according to your svara, Levi.
Yeah.
Right? You were dancing around, you just sort of mentioned this briefly, and moved right on. The besamim shel erva. According to your svara, be true to your svara here.
Yep.
Would you make a bracha on it or not?
No.
You're not being true to your svara. Why does a woman put perfume on?
Good.
Hopefully not to be longer.
I know, and the Obed Avodah Zarah also lights it. Let's look at he lights it for what smell.
In your framework, you can't be.
But I'm saying there is a more primary framework that you can't say that this thing is kavua for.
But there's
Hanas
a big
Recha.
Difference between the perfume of a woman and something that's halachically usher b'hanah.
For what?
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought
what is
exactly. I mean, one you can say by definition has no reyach.
Oh.
The other one is, all right, maybe I'm over, you might be over an Isser. Maybe it's the wrong thing to do. But.
You're saying, like,
I'm just thinking
other than this
case. Something of an Erva is not an Isser Hana, or?
No, that's in Hilchos, where is that? That's in Isur Ebiya. That's a din of like, that's a din of what you call it, like Nagia.
Uh-huh.
What? Like you're not allowed to look at a woman's hair.
But it's not a real. It's not a real Isser.
Not a real Isser, no. Because erva is not universal. It could be an erva to you, and not an erva to me. I mean, right?
I'm not clear what you're saying. What's your question?
My question on Levi is that if you're going to say that it has to be defined as reyach, right? So I understand the Torah on a full scale says that Isuri Anah can't be defined as anything. They simply can't take on a definition. That I can understand. Because they're Isuri Anah, they can't be defined. They have no purpose. Things that are purposeless have no definition. Because definition is purpose, cause, right? Final mm-hmm. cause. So that I can understand. But to say a woman's perfume, because I'm not allowed to smell it, now it turns out that it can't be defined as a good smell? I find that one hard to believe.
I'm saying, no, they're always defined as reach. I wasn't saying that the Isser Hana means that it's purposeless and can't be defined. I'm saying they're always...
Well, you should have said that.
Maybe your smart is better. That's not what I was saying.
But then he'll get stuck with...
That's not what I was saying. I'm saying it's always defined as a reach code, even when it's lahav yirzuma. But the thing has to be kavua that it's omed lahanas recha.
Okay, so why
but
when
here,
when the guy makes his...
An
one second, but when... I understand, but Don't we have to define this smell? Is this smell kavua for smelling or not? So I can understand you telling me if it's a smell in the basic kisei, it's not. That's what it's put there for, right? Who defines it? That's what I want to know. So it would seem the one who makes it defines it, right? Let's say I go to the bathroom. Let's say a guy, Rashi says, what's the reich in the bathroom? He says it's an istinus puts it in there, right? So let's say a guy's not an istinus, and he doesn't care about the smell in the bathroom. So for him, would he make a bracha? No. Because it was put there for a purpose. Kovayet. He was koveyet. And I can understand you telling me that Isser Hanah means it lacks any kvias. But Erva, I find hard to understand. Erva would seem to be simply, like you said before, I think you said, that'd be, Erva would seem to be like the other case of an Isser. You don't make a bracha when you're doing an Isser. Not in this category of not having the chi of bracha. Of not being a reach tov, that is chayv in a bracha.
So you are just as an Isser.
It would seem to be that she put it on and she's koveh this for a good smell. And for her husband and brother and family, it's fine. Right? They would make a bracha when they smell it. Right? As long as it has nicker. But for you, for someone who she's an erva to, for him what? For him it's not koveh as a good smell?
Well, can't you just say
that? You know what I'm saying? That's hard for me. Then I could say that the istinus should make a bracha when he smells the reich in the bathroom. The istinus is a guy who's very a delicate constitution.
Politically correct.
Can you just say
he's very sensitive. He's very sensitive to all forms of stimuli.
What?
Stimuli.
Couldn't you just say very simply for the kids with the Isser that it would be a tartis sasser to make a bracha?
But that would be like the other halacha. That if you eat machol sasser, you don't make a bracha because you're manai. It's not that it's not a nana. You are a nana. The only thing is that, and that's the machol in the Rambam and the Ravid.
What do you mean?
That the Ravid says it's true, you're over an Isser eating chazer, but you're still a nana in olmazah. So you should make a bracha the Ravid holds. Right,
mm-hmm.
but we were saying that that what that the Rambam it doesn't seem like the Rambam is excluding this case is not excluded based on that principle. It seems to be a din in reich itself.
Or else the Ravid would have said something.
Yeah, and it's a Gemara because it's really from a Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara says avodah zarah.
That makes it not a reich at all. You say.
It makes it a reach tov that is not in the category of reach that you make a bracha on.
Not that really you should, but there's an essence.
Right.
Why do you think it's different than the reachila? Because there's another Gemara that way? I mean, why do you think that?
Because the way he's categorizing it. It's categorized this way. It's a category. It's a category of three things.
And the Ravid holds it here.
And the Ravid holds it over here. I mean, I don't know why the Ravid doesn't disagree. Yeah, the Ravid holds it over here. It's a Gemara. It's not the principle of that. It's based on the Gemara. The Besamim that are in the bathroom is based on that idea. Besamim in the bathroom, Besamim of Azar, Besamim of the Mugmar. These are not three cases that you can't make a bracha because there's another reason associated with it. These are three cases that there's something intrinsic in the din of reach that says don't require a bracha. It's not the experience that requires a bracha.
And because the Gemara brings down all three cases, that you're saying if they're all one category, because is that you're saying because the Gemara brings down as all like one?
The Gemara doesn't bring all three of them down as one, but the Rambam does.
Well, the Gemara does seem to generalize it by saying kol hecha d'lav.
Right, I mean, the Gemara doesn't have the setup exactly like the Ram. The Gemara doesn't have three cases that you don't make a bracha. But they are all Gemaras.
Why can't you say that
except for Erva,
why can't you say there's a different reason for each case?
In the Gemara or in the Ram? I'm not sure what you mean.
In the Ram.
Because the Ram puts them in as one category, right? What do I mean by one category? I mean to say exception things that don't require a bracha. Things that don't require a bracha. Right? Now, that's different than not making a bracha on something that's an iser achila.
Here he calls it a min. Min of reach.
Shlosha mine reach tov, right. You could say that. You could say that the Rambam's first category of reach tov shasale reach bo is not like the other two. You could say that. You could say that's his regular din over there, but then the Ravid would argue on that. You could say the Ravid doesn't argue because he learns it differently. He learns it for a different reason. But that's the point I was making yesterday. The Ravid definitely is going to have a problem with the Gemara. Right? How is the Ravid going to learn the Gemara? So it's true it's usher to be nene from it, but the Ravid holds, if it's usher, even though it's usher to eat chazi, you make a bracha. So how come the Ravid doesn't hold, you have to make a bracha on the reach tov that's usher or no? But I'm saying just from the Rambam, it doesn't seem like it's the same din as achila. That isser by achila. You should have put it in over there. He already mentioned Reach and Perek Aleph. Why didn't he mention this over there?
That's true.
I could say this is the Perek. You could answer. I'm not saying it's ironclad. But, yeah. So that's the only thing I would say. If you're going to go with my approach, then that's the one question I have on Levi. The Erva. Because the Erva is strange. Does the Torah mention Erva?
What siman is it? Reish Tazayin? Reish Tazayin, Reish Yudayin? It's two siman. You have it here?
Yeah.
You could have called Reish Yudchas. It's one off. It's one off. Still
pretty good.
The tour? Okay. Oh, you're right. It's Reish Yudayin, right?
It's Reish Yudayin? I can learn that. Hold on.
Just the five, you know, make one more pair before I think it'll be perfect.
Right, it says, B'sam Shavuot Shalilun Eim V'orchan Aleim, Fisha Oso Leiri Afan. That's it, it doesn't have the Erva case. Yeah.
That works for him.
She makes it smell good, right?
So I think you're right. I think you're as far as good for the tour. I think something else is going on in the Rambam. I think something else is going on around, huh?
As usual.
Yeah. And the way you're learning the tour, I mean, I think it fits in with what we were saying before. With the mugma in the kalim. Now, as it all goes by how you produce it. So if I'm koveya, right? That's like his lashon over there. If I am koveya that the ikur reach is in the kalim, then that's the reach, right?
What you're saying goes. What are you?
Goes together. That? The way he's explaining now that by reach you need a kvius, right?
Or you're saying that's consistent. The original
consistent with the focus with the Rama about the ikur.
With the Tom Shein Bo Ikur.
I'm thinking
reach. Reach Shein Bo Ikur. Right? That also fits in with his idea by the Reach. That since Reach is not a substance, right? Is that what you're saying? And you have to be Koveya it. So then if I'm Koveya that the Iker is the Reach and the Kalim, then that's the thing. Right? That's what he says. He says, Lo hivanti dvarav, kevin shu choshev osoy la Reach. In other words, he considers it osoy la'riach. She came mashma dvarav. The Ram himself is mashma that osoy la'riach. V'chein hu emes shenasa la'riach. Right? Im came lomay mevorchem lov. So that's the thing. If it's made, this is the way the smell is made. It's made that this is the ikur of the smell, and it goes by and reach goes by your kvius. Then he can't understand why you shouldn't make a bracha on the smell in the kalim. Right? I mean, it's similar to the way he learned in brachos too. Right?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were referring to.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, you are koveya.
You are koveya. Whatever you consider the ikar pri, whatever man considers the ikar pri, that's the pri. right? The sugar in the sugar cane, that's the pri, because that's what it's grown for, that's what it's made for. And Tosus also bears that a little bit, because Tosus says on Mem Gimel, where is it, Mem Gimel? Yeah. He's Mechalek Baal HaHadas, he says. Right? He says, what's Hadas? Hadas v'kol de domilei, klomar she'ikoro l'reach. There's certain things that you don't need to do anything. They're essentially for reach, like a hadas, right? Lafuki tapuchim v'chavushim she'ein ikorin l'reach, el lecho. So like an apple, you don't say the ikor is smell, because it has another function. And that's why the halach is, if you're going to smell an apple, right, you have to do it b'kavana. But just the fact that you're nana from the smell while you're eating doesn't make you chayiv in a bracha.
You mean by the hadas it wouldn't matter that it was there?
The hadas it wouldn't matter, it would seem, because the ikar is l'ariach.
So none of those exceptions would remove the chayiv bracha.
No. He's saying the hadas is considered always kavua for smelling. Now, of course, if it's put in the bathroom, that's the other exception. But he's saying, but you don't say stam an apple is kavua for smelling. You walk by and you happen to smell a good apple. That's not called, now you chayiv to make a bracha on it. Right. But, right, that's what he says over here. That's what the Mechaber has. He says, it's hard to understand what he means, but I think this is what he means. He says, Vim ha'ya pri roi l'achila, right? Mivorech ha'nosim riach tov b'peros. V'hani mili kishen not lo la'riach bo. So what does that mean? What does the netila do? Apparently the netila is a maisa of kvias. Right? So since the apple is not omeid for reach, like a hadas, right? So you have to be koveh for reach. That's taking it to smell. The maisa of taking it to smell, it would seem, is the kvias. Just like putting the potpourri in the bathroom is a kvias. Right? But over here, you have to be koveh to be a reach at all. Right? Oh, lo'ochlo ule reach bo. You have two kavanas in mind. Ovalim not lo lo'ochlo, but if you just take the apple to eat it, right, so you were never kovei it as a reach tov. Then alpha pishu myla reach tov ainam avarich. Right. You don't have to say, ah, oh, now I'm a nana melom with a blow bracha, because I'm enjoying that smell. Right.
You don't say it has that status.
You don't say it has that status because that's the idea by reach. It would seem that's the difference between reach and achila, according to the Torah, right? Achila is always considered an achila. It's omeid l'achila. It's an ochel. It's by definition, by the substance, it's an ochel. But reach, not every reach is considered a reach. It requires a kvias. It's an interesting thing. Still somewhat of a murky, of a mysterious idea.
The question then is, what kind of hana is it that you're getting?
Now, it's not just enough that you're a nene. You have to be a nene from a bona fide reach.
We're not saying bracha in general. There's no idea that hana in a
bracha. Now, there's no substance. You have, but what you're saying, why? You're saying why reach is this way? I thought you were saying something before. Cause what,
yeah,
cause
I'm just saying because it's not, the entity is not defined as omeid for hana. It might be a reach tov, but it has to be, like ochel is, it's there for Hanas achila, and you might use it for refuah.
Right, it would seem because it's just a character, it's just an accident of the thing. Right? The reach, you don't say the reach is the thing. And you're really trying to make a bracha on the thing as a reach. Trying to convert the ikar into an accident. Trying to convert an accident into an ikar. Right? Reach is just an accidental feature of the thing. Not that the thing is growing as a reach. Growing as a plant, as a pre. It has a whole botanical definition. Right? Even though Moshe's not here, we can still use that.
Back to the botanical.
But the reach is just purely an accidental thing. It's not in the substance.
Right, we're saying you can't, like, there's no idea of bracha.
So where's the entity? Where's the entity? So that's what you're saying. You're saying in order to make the reach into an entity, right? You have to be koveya it as the thing, as the product of the thing.
Otherwise, it's not
an entity. It's still something to think about.
No, we're just saying in general. There's an idea that in bracha, like hana.
No, that's like you were saying, right? That's how you were going too. You know, saying there's two things. You need the thing. Right. And you need, so here are the kvias. You need to do something to produce the thing. So let's go through the cases then. So if it's asarana, I can understand because it just can't have any kvias, right? An erva wouldn't work out. And well, if it's
what do you mean?
Say that again.
If it's asarana, it can't have a kvias.
What?
Right.
It can't. It has
it's
no purpose.
It's not omid
for any purpose.
You have to destroy it.
Omid for no purpose.
But
it's omid for destruction.
You're saying the kvias has to then be established in each smaller? I mean, because
no,
your questions was that it's a subjective thing.
Well, that's why the Torah doesn't hold by the... You're just explaining
right.
The Torah.
Isra'an,
right?
No. Not by Erva. Erva wouldn't
work. Oh, we're not.
Isra'an
is
absolute.
Isra'an is absolute.
Right. Oh, okay, fine.
Saying she's not covet for herself when she puts it on herself.
The Erva case will not work out.
Right.
Isra'an will work out because you're saying it's not subject to definition.
Okay.
Okay. And also when you covet it, there's a smell in the bathroom. That's also. Right? Or if you're not doing it with any kvias, you're doing it with a kvias actually for the kalim.
Wait,
right?
And how is the bathroom different than the Basam Shal Erva? Because you got different people.
Oh,
because
you're covet, absolutely. You are covet.
Right. So the fact that the istinus is covet makes it like
that
for
makes
everyone
it,
else.
That's
okay.
Right. You can't come and that's the one funny thing. But you can't come. It goes by the one who took this entity and defined it.
Oh, but you can't ever say that Erva defined it in a particular way because depending on who it was related
Ain
to.
Ain Brera. Josh, do we still hold Ain Brera?
Brera. Right.
Ain Brera. So she can't define it saying it's going to be a smell for whoever is us or whoever is not us. Ain Brera.
What does Brera mean? Literally?
Choice. Clarification. Not a perfectly clear...
ironically.
But what's the last case? And the mugmar, are you doing it for another reason, right?
Now,
the bathroom smell in the mugmar is a little different.
In the mugmar, couldn't a person look treat it that way? I mean, like...
No, but that's the case. You're doing it to be mariach the kalim. You're doing it to be kalim.
No. I understand that's what the store owner's doing, but then some guy walks up and he says, I really want to smell this.
That's
but
the thing.
Then,
that's the interesting thing. That's the interesting thing. You can't be koveya his stuff.
Yes, sir. I mean, like, but he's able to be koveya my smelling?
No, it's his thing. It's his thing. He can be koveya this entity. Is this a reach or is this not a reach?
So then that thing is, like, now a reality, his kavur. It's not just for himself. It's That's the law.
I understand more than that. What's the difference between the case of the basic kisei and the mugmar? Because either way, it's not omade as a reah. So
the two chidu, no, you need them both, because you wouldn't know one from the other, I think.
That's what I don't understand.
Right, because by the basic kisei, you can say he's doing it for the smell. He does want the person to come in and smell it.
But it's not to,
it's to cover something. But it's to cover something else. But by the guy who's smoking up his kalim, he's not doing that for anybody to smell, right?
So it's two different ideas of not being kavua for smell.
In the end, they come down to the same bottom line idea. And if you had the case of the kalim, you wouldn't know because you'd say, well, that's maybe because he's not having in mind, right, to produce any smell. But the guy in the bathroom does want a smell.
That's why
one is not producing a smell, and one is that it's for another reason.
What? So I'm having difficulty with precisely the way you're putting it. That the problem is that
the kvias?
That reach is an accident, and you have to make it into a thing.
Okay.
In the case of the bathroom, he is saying that the essence is reach.
Apparently, you have to put it into a thing of hanah.
Right. That, okay. You're agreeing
right.
with that. Okay.
Right.
You said you would know mugmar from the basic kisei.
You would not know mugmar. You would not know one from the other. You would not know one from the other. Why? You want to go do it in detail?
No, because you wouldn't know the basic kisei from the mugmar, because the mugmar is not producing a thing to be smelled in the first place.
But what about the reverse? But
the reverse. So
the reverse, I would say, the basic kisei is worse than mugmar, because he's koveya it for another reason. But the guy over here is not doing any. He doesn't have any das. He doesn't care about the smell going into other places. He's not undermining the idea of the hana of smell over here. It's just a neutral. Now, I might say the bathroom is worse. Because I'm like a distortion of things. Like I'm defining it. I am defining it, but not as a good smell, as a cover up. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the Rambam, I think the Rambam has a different approach. I mean, I think you're right. That's the big question, and that is one way to answer that question. Question is, again, if it's a good smell, why don't you make a bracha? Just because it's for the bathroom or it's for other reasons. So one approach is to say, because you don't have the thing. You're right, it really is a good smell, but you're missing the thing. It's like smelling a non-entity. It's like smelling a non-entity. Or you could say it's not the bria. Now, you could say that you need the person to be koveya, this as the... It's still a little bit difficult. I mean, right? I mean, you can say it. It still is a little difficult. Matt?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to say that it's not really... It's almost like the person has to complete this as being part of the bria. As being part of the definition of this entity. Otherwise, it's just like a... otherwise, it's not related back to the thing kibriyaso. I don't know. It's difficult. I got to think about the why you need the kvias a little bit more.
Can that work out for the Torah?
That's the Torah. That's all the Torah.
No, because the Torah doesn't seem to relate it to the thing. He seems to treat
the smell is a thing.
Something.
Right. The smell is a thing. So you have to be koveya. You have to be koveya it as part of the bria. Still a little bit funny, right? A little funny.
It's like in part of it becoming a fragrance, it has to be kavua, like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just an accident. I mean, maybe you can't just make a bracha on an accident. It has to be like the thing. You know what I mean? So it requires a kavias, the mavatol, the whole thing to a fragrance.
That still comes down to the nature of reah.
Still comes down to the nature of reah. Right. But. And that's the chiddush of that machaber, that you can have two kavanas in the thing. It seems a little bit contradictory. But you can say it's both. It's food and reah. That's a chiddush.
What about the apple, you mean?
According to this svar, that's a chiddush. Because you're saying it's both. You're not being mavata one to the other.
There's the answer to your wine question. You could be covering out the wine for...
But you could say about the apple, the reason it's not a problem is that you have two different things is because it's two different areas. In other words, here, you're being kavua in another direction in the same framework of smell. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whereas, okay, so it's also for something else. I mean, so what? I also want to make the room smoky so I can't see through it. I mean, who cares?
Right.
But that's not relevant to this framework.
Right. No, that's true. But this is what I'm thinking for the Rambam. What I'm thinking for the Rambam is this. The Rambam is saying that it's not a problem. The thing is a reach. It is a reach. It's not that it's lacking in the reach. So what's it lacking in?
Bracha.
It's lacking in your maisa. It's lacking in your maisa.
You're still arguing as to whether or not you're doing one? Because the Lamaskana, we were saying...
The Rambam is saying that you need a maisa. The Rambam doesn't agree with the Maskana, the way we're learning over there. There is a maisa. But the maisa starts... with the lekicha or the kvias. You understand?
But then that's not everyone's maisa. It's only the guy that did it.
That's true. That's the only, you don't need to do your maisa. It's not, in other words, buy food, the one who makes the food doesn't have any say in defining the thing.
Well, it's not like they're actually chewing for me.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I would say like this. Just to show you the answer, and then we'll see if it works out, makes sense. But say like this: the Ram would say that smelling doesn't start when you sniff. Smelling starts. The activity of the smelling starts when you make it a fragrance. That's part of your maisa. That's part of the maisa of the smelling.
So you're latching on to the maisa that someone else did, but yeah. that's part of your smell.
Correct. And that was the question of Rabbi Zeira. That was really Rabbi Zeira's question. Because Rabbi Zeira was saying that since you already made the fire, so you already missed your maisa. That's really why Rabbi Zeira had the question by the smoke. Because he could understand making the bracha before you light the fire. Because that's really the maisa. But he's saying, but once you're waiting till you light the fire and the smoke is already up, now you're saying it doesn't go by maisa. So if it doesn't go by maisa, it should go by hana. And so that was really his question. Now, Rabbi Zeira's question was that he understood that it should go by maisa. But he thought the maisa would have to be lighting the incense.
Because that's what gives it its identity as a smell?
That's producing the smell. That's producing the smell. He didn't have the question by a fruit. Because the fruit, the taking of it is part of the maisa. But he had a question by the mugmar. Because he's saying that is really making it into a smell. You're converting it into a thing now. So if you don't make the bracha at the beginning of that maisa, then he thought it must be there's no you don't make a bracha on maisa over here. Then the next step is to go to Hana. So he thought that so he was excluding Maisa completely.
So it's a two-part Maisa then?
What's the Maskana then?
The Maskana is that it's a good question what the Maskana is. The Maskana is like we're saying now, that there's a Maisa, the Maisa of producing it is necessary, but you don't. It's not part of your Maisa. The bracha goes by your maisa. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the main idea is still murky. So let's just see if we can understand the main idea. In other words, the Rambam is saying like this, that by reach, why are these cases excluded? It's a good smell. So what? You put it in the bathroom. But it's still a good smell. Or somebody's doing it to fume up their clothing, but it's a great smell. So why don't I make the bracha?
So you're saying the fact that it was kavu for something else removes your ability to have a the cut off.
Or in the case of this, is that you're not allowed to.
Because the Rambam holds the bracha really goes back to the thing. The bracha really goes back to the entity. You understand? You're really making the bracha on the atzei besamim. Mm-hmm. But when you use the atzei besamim in a certain way, then when you use the atzei besamim as a reach, then you make a bracha on them. Then you make a bracha on them in the tashmish of reach. In other words, I'm making the bracha on the atzei besamim because I'm mishtamish with them as a reach. But the bracha is not on the smoke, it's not on the smell, it's on the atzei besamim.
And therefore, so it seems that there has to be some left.
So there has to be a tashmish of reach. You, as the worker, as the passerby, can't make the tashmish of what the thing is. You're just a passerby. So if the other person was koveya them as a tashmish for something else, so then there's no way to relate to the entity through its reach.
Tashmish
brings you back to the entity.
But here he's defined the Tashmish as being Lahan.
So there's no original Maisa.
There's no original Maisa. It's not that you have to do the Maisa. But the Maisa is a way to go back to the entity through the result of the Maisa. You understand? If it's a Maisa of making a Reach, then I can say that is a fragrant tree. Because it's a tree that's being used as a fragrance. But otherwise, it's not. Otherwise, I can't say that.
So what's wrong with the basic detail?
Yeah, you explain that.
What's wrong?
Well, that's a separate thing. He's saying that it has to be for its own hana. That's a separate thing. That's a din in what the hana is.
That's not the basic detail.
What the reach is, huh? because the guy is not using it. Because the guy over there would really just rather not have any reach at all. That's a separate question.
So then there was no actual reach. What
the particular definition of...
One way or another, each time, there's no actual reach because the maisa was not done to create a fragrance.
That's correct. The maisa was just done to mask the other thing.
And how does that hold true with the avera thing?
Oh, so how would Erva work out? So how would Erva work out? I thought it would work out. Now I'm thinking about it again. So now by Erva... See, it would seem the Rambam would say by Erva...
How does even Sarah and Avodah Zarah work out with this? I mean, you have them doing a mice of making this fragrance. Just a question.
One second.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole thing.
It seems like this would only work if you were making it for some concept other than fragrance. But in these cases of Yisurim, it is for fragrance.
One second, that is pretty
rough.
One second. No, what I'm trying to say like that you, through your reach, through your smelling, you're going back to the tashmish of the thing.
You're going back to the tashmish of the thing?
Yes, to the tashmish of the thing. Right?
Okay.
And as long as that tashmish is in line with your reach, then you can have the bracha on the thing itself. Okay?
Okay.
So it's sort of like there's an initial tashmish, that has to be for reach, and then you have to engage it as a reach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in those other cases, the initial tashmish was the problem, right?
Yeah.
Because it was done not for reach.
What was done for Zara?
No, not the Avodah Zara.
The bathroom.
The bathroom and the mugmar.
Why isn't the bathroom done for reach?
That's a separate question because they consider that not for reach. That's right. Separate. That's not called separate. Not for reach because you wouldn't have done it
right.
If there was
but
no
for
bad,
the bad smell
there.
It
right.
Been.
So therefore, you wouldn't say that the reach.
So therefore, there's nothing for you to there's no tashmish through your smelling. There's no tashmish for you to go back to.
So then there's no actual
right
there.
No, it's the Rambam saying this. The full maisa of reach is using the thing to access its reach and then smelling it. The only thing is, you don't have to do both components personally. Both components don't have to be done personally by you, right? As long as one, the first one is done, it's used to extract. Something is done to extract its smell. You could be mitzaref to it through your actual smelling, through the actual reach, right? But he's saying like this. He's saying, but you have to be able to really go back. But if that original tashmish is usher to you, then you can't go back to it. And then if that original tashmish is usher to you, then you don't have that tashmish in your existence. You personally don't have that tashmish, so you can't go back to it. There's nothing for you to go back to. According to the Torah, it was an objective thing, so you can't say objectively there's anything with the erva. But since the Ram is going back to the Maisa, I don't have a Maisa of smelling perfume of an Erva. That's a Maisa that I'm not allowed to do.
So instead of just saying that the Maisa that took place resulted in the creation of this fragrance that I'm then benefiting from,
so
it's more like
say
I'm going
the entity,
back.
Yeah, if you're going to say the entity, so then there has to be an objective definition. Is this a thing or not? Can't say if she's an Erva to me, it is, it's not, and if she's not, it is. Right? But if it's a din in the Maisa, so you can say, well, if my Maisa is precluded here, then I can't engage it as a Reach. Then to me, there's no way to engage that entity as a Reach. So therefore, Isser to the Rambam was not going back to the entity. Isser to the Rambam was saying that the Maisa is not available. And if the Maisa is not available, you can't go back to the thing. And that's what the Rambam says. Of course, if there's a Reach that has no Ikkar, there's no Bracha. That's obvious to him. That's underlying his whole idea. That the whole idea is he's going back to the entity. Right? There are some rough edges. But let's think about it.